Hello, good evening. Yeah, my name is Jay from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we'd like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota? I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a opinion research about the environment in Minnesota, the industry, the forest. But we move on to at least are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, to the best of your knowledge?
No, that one I have to think for a little bit.
Okay, I got a list right here. I can read real quick, and you can pick one. Economy, the jobs, the inflation, taxes, government spending, the education in Minnesota, the health care, the moral issues, social issues, the environment, the crime, the drugs. If you had to pick one, what would be the biggest issue facing Minnesota today, sir, for the sake of a research?
I'd say moral issues.
Moral and social issues. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, sir, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Now, this is globally. Fossil fuels, carbon emissions, need to move to a renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, or overpopulation. If you have to pick one, what would be the most important global environmental issue?
Carbon emissions.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Now, sir, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, protected wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space. If you have to pick one in Minnesota, what would be the most important pressing?
Climate change.
The climate change. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate your patience. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The mining, how would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. And how about medical manufacturing? Same question. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, and the electric utilities, same question.
Good,
okay. And how about refining? Same question. Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Fair.
Okay, and forest products, how would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
I would say fair.
Okay, and the agriculture farming. The agriculture and farming. How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
I would say poor because of the amount of chemicals they're using.
The agriculture and farming. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in the state of Minnesota? Okay, how about the U.S. Forest Service? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Good.
And county land departments. Same question. Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Which department is that?
The county land departments. How would you rate them? How do you think they're doing in managing the forest and the natural resources in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Good.
Okay, and how about the forest and timber industries? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Well, just say, wait, I'm good.
Good, okay. How about the environmental groups? How do you think they're doing in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Good.
Okay, and how about the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? Same question. Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
I'll give them a good.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Yes, sir, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes woods and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy, which you say it is very important, somewhat, not to, or not at all important, to the best of your knowledge?
I'll say it's important.
Very or somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in the Minnesota's economy in the future? Will you say it is very significant, somewhat, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Very significant. But that is dependent on what other territories are doing in terms of restricting their timber products.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because we're going to talk about that in, as we move on, okay, sir? Thank you. Now, each year, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. Now, sir, how many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested? A few. Okay, fewer than harvested. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? Do you think are more, the fewer, or about the same?
I would say fewer.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future, or not?
I would say not adequate.
No? Okay. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say they have a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact? What's your opinion?
Negative.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And now, do you feel that it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without a negatively impacting the environment? Or not?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you feel that it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas, or not?
I would say not, because if you're harvesting, then you should be planting. So if you're depleting the natural resources without replenishment, then that's not good.
Okay, and you know, they're also going to mention that. See, this is some ideas that they have, you know, in order to alleviate that problem. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, sir, do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate a land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or not?
It's a good idea.
So that would be a yes, just as correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or not?
I'll say not. It can be repurposed to do something else.
Understood. And do you feel that it's appropriate to use a whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or not?
Completely not.
Understood. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No, because I've not seen an opportunity where they are raising money.
Understood. And I'm moving on. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employs 69,000 people. Now, much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions. and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, sir, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component, or is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy? What's your opinion?
It's a minor.
Is a minor component. Thank you, sir. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry, most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding, trained, and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Sir, will you support or oppose the use of tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose that idea?
I would support.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of the two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training and operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Now, Wisconsin investment creates a public-private effort to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, sir, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries? Support or oppose that idea?
Support. Yeah, because I need to step into something else. Are we almost done? Oh, did I lose you? I think I lost you.
Come on, man.